So I went through the interview process for a job for 2 months, and I literally just found out I didn't get the job. Join me on my job hunting journey. I've officially been graduated for almost 6 months.
FedEx to close North Texas logistics operation, laying off hundreds. Right now, a lot of these big companies in Texas, especially the Dallas area, they're being hit hard as some of the biggest companies are only doing layoffs and they basically have froze hiring. It's getting to the point where people are like, yeah, getting a job at freaking Waffle House is actually kind of hard. You know, right now people are like, yeah, what kind of jobs are you guys looking for in Dallas? You know, am I missing something? Been looking for work for a couple of months and applying to many no experience needed positions. Hear nothing but crickets. You know, we're not talking about Google engineer jobs. We're talking about something just part-time to pay the bills and can't get anything in Dallas. This person says, graduate, applied everywhere, still no job. Been job hunting for a while in Dallas, and to be honest, I'm starting to feel really hopeless. Graduated from one of the top University of California colleges with bachelor's degrees in science. I mean, business. Now, this is impressive, okay? Not everyone has graduated from one of the top UC colleges, especially with business. Still pretty impressive. And before the pandemic, if you applied with this sort of application alone, you could easily get a lot of offers. But that's not the case anymore. You know, it's getting to a point where a lot of people are kind of just giving up on the job market. Check out some of these videos right here.
So yesterday I was informed that at the end of the month, my role is being eliminated. So I'm being laid off, but they're going to open up a few new roles that like I could try and apply for and try and jump into. So I might look into that, or else I might look into a different part of the company or something like that. But honestly, I think I'm just going to let my content creation career take off finally. You know, I've been holding it back. So I'm just going to finally get out there and just, you know, become rich and successful on here. According to TikTok, I made like 75 cents recently. So just multiply that by like 100,000 and I'll be set.
Getting fired or laid off while still having to pay bills is an experience. A grown ass experience. And don't let you not have no money saved up. Now you scrambling, scraping for shit. You applying for unemployment, putting in 500 applications a day, signing up for DoorDash, signing up for Instacart. Life get real. And trust me, I know firsthand, because that was me 2 years ago getting laid off, trying to figure out what I'm about to do next. It was hell on earth. Sometimes you don't think about when you get all these bills that your income could just stop at one point. It could just stop. You come to work Monday morning, happy as hell, everything going good. Weekend was good, everything was perfect. And then you see that 30-minute meeting with HR and your boss. Oh, my fucking God. You get in the meeting, they start talking about, yeah, we're restructuring our core values of the company, and your job has been affected. God damn it. Hey, just know if you got to deal with it, it's going to be all right. Life keep on going. You're going to end up a better person after it. I know I did.
So I got laid off on Thursday. Today is Monday. And I have a lot of thoughts. So let's talk about it. For reference, I'm 28 years old. I've been working in corporate America for, I don't know, 8 years. I graduated college in 2018. And this is my second, technically third time getting laid off, if you include a furlough from COVID. I was not expecting it at all. I was pretty blindsided. But I am super, super thankful for this layoff versus my last one. And let me explain to you why. The last time I got laid off, I was 24 years old and I had just purchased my condo. So my first piece of property, the only piece of property I own. I used most of my savings to purchase it. It's truly my biggest accomplishment. And 2 months later, I had no employment. I vowed to myself from that moment on, I would never let myself feel so scared and so hopeless ever again, because I truly wasn't sure what I was going to do. Like, I was like, I think I'm going to be on food stamps. And my parents, just for a backstory, like, I had no assistance getting my house. My parents sent me dish towels as a thank you present. Like, I 100% did this on my own. So it was 100% my responsibility to figure out what I'm going to do. With that being said, I then met my now fiance a year and a half later, and I live in his house, and we rent out my property still. So we do make a little bit of rental income. I also teach Pilates and I own my own Pilates grip socks business. And I have done this weekend what is called redistributing my calories, now knowing one of my sources of income will be diminished. So I guess my biggest piece of advice here for women, because that's who I'm really talking to, but truly anyone, is do not put all of your eggs in one basket. I don't care if you have the best corporate job in the world. I don't care if you think you have the job security. I used to tell people that this was the job I was retiring to, and I absolutely got blindsided by this. But I do not have to worry about how I'm going to put food on the table or what I'm going to do when I wake up tomorrow, because I have two other sources of income. Three, if you count my rental, three other sources of income, but two other businesses, teaching Pilates and owning my Pilates sub company, that I can now put more of my calories in and redistribute while looking for more full-time work. I am not saying quit your job and going all in on being an entrepreneur. If that suits you, great. But I love corporate America. I've always loved the stability of it, but do not put all of your eggs in one basket. I don't care if it's a hobby, an interest, something you might kind of be interested in. Dive into it, explore it, and figure out how to monetize it, because truly, you never know when you're going to get a random meeting on your calendar that you're going to get laid off. I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just being realistic. And it's really important just for your character development and as a person to have like a multifaceted personality, to be able to have hobbies that I've been able to monetize and take as something outside of work. I love teaching because I work from home and it gets me out of the house, but I also know I can kind of flow in and flow out of it as much as I want, depending on what I need in my life. So like truly, if you have not already, like especially everybody, but really women, like, because that's who I'm talking to, like, find something you're minorly interested in. It does not have to be the fire that's lit under your ass. It doesn't have to be your be-all, end-all passion project. You don't have to be obsessed with it every day. You're not going to be obsessed with anything every single day. But you need to find something that you can lean into and just figure out additionally, like, how you could monetize that, like, what you can grow from it. It doesn't have to be your own business. It could literally be a side hustle. But, like, truly, find a side hustle, find something else. So in case you ever need to, you can diversify those calories, because you never, ever, ever know when you're going to need to lean into it.
An observation that I made in the past couple days, because it's happening at my workplace, is that the economy, or I guess, I don't know shit about the economy. Let me not start there. I guess unemployment rates are high because these jobs are eliminating positions and they're not replacing people. In my office, when I started, there were 6 people, right? Including the supervisor. So 6 people in total, 5 assistants. And then we're down to like 3 people, and all of those same responsibilities were just delegated to everybody else. And they refuse to rehire people for those positions. So we're getting fucked over. No raise, right? Because they tell us, well, you should look at this as a growing opportunity. Like, I don't care to grow here. Why are you giving me extra responsibilities? This is so good. But yeah, that's something that I've noticed.
I'm applying to jobs, and I got through like the bottom of the application where it's asking you like a few questions. Tell me why, after filling everything out, these motherfuckers say submit a 1 to 2 minute video on why you want to work here. And a time where you help the customer do whatever, whatever. The fuck? If you think I'm gonna take the time to record, to plan, think, record, and upload a 1 to 2 minute video, you got me fucked up. Honestly, whoever does that will just get the job. Cause who the fuck is doing that? Do you think you're the only application? Do you think you're the only one I'm doing to take the time to think of an answer, record the video, and upload the video? You got me. 3 ways fucked up. Oh my fucking God.
I've applied to maybe 30 jobs in the past 2 months. I've gotten rejected from every single one, and it's very much taught me that, like, you might as well just pursue your dreams, because the job market is so bad at this point that there's an equal chance of you being successful at your dream as there is you getting a job at this point.
I just quit my 9-to-5 job with no plan on purpose. So I'm gonna tell you why I decided to do that. So I still feel like an insane person for deciding to do this, but I honestly could not take it anymore. I couldn't take it. And how many times have we heard that from so many people on here, that like, I just couldn't do it anymore. And I was so tired of doing something that literally sucked the soul out of me every single day, that like, I got fed up with it and had to quit. Since I graduated college, which was 5 years ago, insanely enough, I have just jumped in and out of W-2 jobs that were not what my degree was in, not what I wanted to be doing. I have a finance degree and I haven't used it, other than my own side hustles, I haven't used it at all. And something I don't talk about enough on here, like reality wise, is that yes, I love living in the middle of nowhere. I decided to do that clearly, but there aren't jobs here. I had a pretty laid out plan that I was going to go into financial advising. I was going to get my certified financial planner, you know, right out of school. I was going to get that designation and start being a financial advisor. And then I moved out to the middle of nowhere and those jobs are not here. And so truth be told, I am a rule follower. I am not somebody who likes to go out of the very rectangle box that I grew up in or that I was taught when I was a kid. I follow rules. If there are rules, I will follow them. And so what I've come to find out is that I've had this very unspoken rule for myself. Nobody made it for me. This is a rule I've at some point made up subconsciously for myself, is that I have to have something secure at all times. And if I don't have money coming in, that is like the be all end all, I'm gonna die. But I have also always known that at some point the hamster wheel was gonna come to a stop and I would have to figure out at what point that hamster wheel was going to come to a stop and when I was gonna stop running from the fact that I just needed to trust myself to figure it out. And just again, being brutally self-aware here, I know myself well enough to know that I'm an overthinker. I'm an overplanner. I will plan something and sit on it forever and never take action on it. And that is very much so part of my problem. And which ultimately, coming to this realization, made me stop and say, okay, I'm just gonna do something without a plan this time and see if I can trust myself enough to make it work. And so that is exactly what I'm doing. I'm giving myself the space to just figure it out for once and not have a plan or jump into something else. I'm just giving myself space to say, okay, I'm gonna see what happens. Like, I'm just gonna see where life takes me and what pops up and what comes up and what ideas I have and go from there and not make it so much about following a clear set of rules or that I am somehow like missing the mark with a standard that doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Like, it is fine if I just take some time to figure out what I want to do and I will figure out, the money will come. Like, I will figure out a way to make money and I will still be able to take care of myself and pay all my bills. And anything that is contrary to that thought, I'm not entertaining anymore. I guess I should be clear though, and also saying that I am not going back to a 9-to-5 job. I'm not doing it, because no matter what 9-to-5 job you get, it's all the same. I hate it. I'm ready to do something else. I'm ready to be me and I'm ready to not have to like filter myself for a workplace anymore. I'm over that. I want to be doing my own thing. I don't know what that looks like or what that is yet. I'm hoping to scale, you know, the side hustles and things that I'm already doing, which is my coaching business. And I want to see where that goes and put more time and effort into that. And the only way that I could really do that was to quit my job. I've also just had to remind myself that I am financially responsible enough and financially organized enough to make it work. Like, I have savings. I'm not quitting my job with no money coming in, or like I still have money coming in from other areas. Like, I'm not just quitting the job and not having anything else coming in. I have other money coming in. I have savings. I have investments. I am fine. Like, you know, I have to convince myself that like it's going to be cool. Everything's going to be fine. I just need to do this for myself. Otherwise I'm going to lose my mind. So that's what we're doing. Anyway, I hope you got something out of this. If not, I'm sorry. Have a nice day.
So I decided that I do want to talk about why I chose to leave, because I think that we got to keep having these conversations about what people are actually going through out here. So as I made in a previous video, I left my corporate tech job without a job lined up because it was time for me to go. And when you know it's time to go, it's time to go. So So essentially, you know, my job started off well. This was, you know, my first corporate tech job. You know, I was under a great team, great manager, great coworkers. I was doing good work. But as we know, things start to change. And when the layoffs started happening, they were massively happening where I was at. And over time, when, you know, well, actually, let me back up. Obviously, getting laid off is the worst case scenario. Like, nobody wants that. But I think sometimes we never talk about how difficult it is for those who are able to remain, because now you're under such stress and anxiety about, like, is it going to happen to me? What's going to happen? And then everybody is looking at each other sideways. So, like, you feel like you can't trust your manager. You feel like you can't trust your coworker. You're afraid to make a mistake because you know that it could be you on the chopping block. And regardless of you being an amazing employee, like, it doesn't matter. Like, there's so many factors that go into layoffs that are out of our control. And when you know that, you're just kind of like, you're just scared all of the time. And that was kind of the lead up to how this whole thing kind of snowballed for me. So after one of the layoffs, I got moved entirely to a different team. I got moved to a different manager, and I had an entirely different position. So I'm doing work that I was not initially hired to do. So with that, you know, I decided I was like, I'm gonna rise to the occasion, and I was doing fine. Like, my program scores were reflecting that. There was a lot of great feedback about my work and things like that. But I went under a manager that had a personality where nothing was good enough for her. Like, nothing. She's the type that's going to make you redo it over and over and over again, or refine things. And then you can take that feedback, apply it, and you're going to come back the next week and she's going to say something else. Or maybe she doesn't remember what she told you. So we were doing this song and dance for months and months and months. And it was really, really starting to take a toll on me. So what ended up happening is I got a performance eval where I'm just gonna flat out just be honest, like, she lied. And never in my career have I ever had that happen, because I am somebody, like, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it well. And to read it and how that evaluation even kind of came about was ridiculous. And one thing I cannot stand is somebody who lies unprovoked. And I knew at that point, I said, okay, girl, you have reached a point where your stress levels are absolutely through the roof, because, like I said, you're living under all of this anxiety about, you know, keeping your job or what's going to happen. And then you get put on a team, a different manager, a new role, and you're dealing with all of these, you know, stressors all of the time. And I was to the point that, like, I wasn't sleeping well, or I was just tired all the time, but nothing was enabling me to feel rested. It was changing my appetite. Like, I was, like, honestly, after looking up, like, depression symptoms, like, I was definitely, like, in a depression. And I had to ask myself, I said, Erica, are you gonna let this job kill you? Because you're well on your way to developing some health issues if we don't stop this train right now. One aspect about corporate culture that I find to be so inhuman is what they call a sense of urgency. And when you're constantly working under that, where everything needs to be fast, we got to make decisions fast, we got to build things fast, we got to implement things fast, everybody's just kind of scrambling. You're running around like with a, you know, chicken with your head cut off, and nobody's being thoughtful about anything. Nobody's being thoughtful about, you know, what do people already have on their plates, or how does this project even make sense? And you know, so many people at my company are frustrated, especially within our larger department. And because we were just constantly living under this. So when they lay people off, that means more work comes to others. And it's just this constant, like, sphere of stress that you're living under. And it really, really started to wear me down. And honestly, it started to change how I was thinking about myself, because I was under a manager that I could not please. And so, you know, my first thing of being somebody who was pretty, you know, self-reflective is like, okay, what am I doing wrong? Like, maybe I need to change. And then over time, I'm like, no, it's not you. Like, you know who you are. You know what you bring to the table. You know how you approach things in your personal life, your professional life, and you know that you come correct. Like, the problem isn't you. I was so grateful to find a creator on TikTok. Her name is Audra, and she talks about toxic corporate culture. And so much of the things that she talked about were things that I was experiencing, that my coworkers were experiencing. And understanding that, like, there are so many people across the board who are experiencing these things and are under so much stress. And then you also add the fact, you know, if you are a person of color, if you are a woman, or, you know, God forbid you're both, you know, it is even more enhanced. And I got to a point where I'm like, I can't let this, like, take me out. I cannot let this destroy me. If I died tomorrow, would I be happy about how I spent the last year of my life? And I knew the answer to that was no. Like, you know, it has to be bad when a person would risk economic uncertainty than to deal with the constant stress, the constant anxiety, the constant gaslighting, you know, on a job. And I said to myself, I'm like, you know, we could stay here and we could continue to build your CEO's dream at the expense of yourself, or we could be brave and we could take a leap and embed on ourselves and start to put some work towards the things that make us come alive. And that's ultimately what I decided to do. Now, I didn't come to this decision overnight. Actually, kind of in a way I did, but kind of not. So I spent the last year really journaling and praying and manifesting and daydreaming and everything else about, if I had no restrictions on my life, what would I do with it? Like, if there was nothing that felt impossible, how would I live my life? And when I say I filled up multiple notebooks just daily of just writing of like what I would do, what it would look like, all the things that make me come alive, like the more I was in that place mentally, like the better I felt. So like I could be in the midst of like something is just on fire at work and I would go into that mental place and it was like, oh my God, like this is where I want to be. And so I don't know if therapy people can tell me, like, was I dissociating? I don't know what it was, but I know it felt good. So I'm like, okay, I believe that if it exists up here, it can exist in my reality. So I'm going after it. I'm going back to those notebooks. I'm going back to all those things that I wrote about, that I daydreamed about, and I'm bringing it to my reality. Do I know how it's going to happen? No. Do I care? Kind of not either. I'm at that point as well. I told God, I said, you know, however you decide to bring some provision, I'm open to it. If you need me to go back into corporate, and because there's some purpose related to that, I will go kicking and screaming. But, you know, if that's what I got to do. But there's a part of me that believes that that's not going to be the path for me. Like, and I've felt that for quite some time of like, I don't think that me working corporate kind of work is really what my life path is going to be. And I'm excited about that because I want to be where I can be me. And corporate work is, you know, you have to put on a face, you have to show up as a different person. And I am so tired of wearing a mask. You know, I'm somebody that I kind of follow that standard path. Like, you go to college, you get a job, you get married, you buy a house, I got a master's degree, I do all of these things, and, you know, very proud of it. But at the same time, like, okay, but now what makes us come alive? Like, now is the time for me to pivot at the age of 34 and say, okay, how do we want these next years to go for ourselves and like the things that we want to do? So that's what I'm doing. So please keep me uplifted. You know, I'm excited about this journey. Come along with me, because I know that this leap of faith is not going to go in vain. And I'm so excited for what I am able to accomplish for myself and explore and create and get back into the creative person that I truly am, and that person that got stuffed down and that person that got, you know, who was told that she wasn't enough. Like, oh, she is more than enough. She is everything. So join me, because I'm gonna win this.
You guys, I do my like three things I'm grateful for before I go to bed every night, whatever. Let me tell you something, that shit's getting hard. How many times am I gonna be like, I'm grateful for my dog? You know what I mean? Shit fucking blows ass right now. Everything fucking sucks ass so hard. Anyone else?
So reportedly another 9,000 people being let go from Microsoft. That's 15,000 in 60 days. What's going on? It's $3 trillion company making record profits every quarter, and really paying their top exec staff quite a bit of money. Seems like you could use some of that money and keep some employees around. I understand getting rid of low performers, but layoffs are historically high performers, to be honest with you. People that have been around for a decent amount of time, that do a lot of work for the company. I know personally teams that I've worked with, that I was on, have really been struggling since the 6,000 person layoff, and it's just gonna get worse with this layoff. So hopefully Microsoft, you know, figures it out and corrects course, but I think you're gonna see a lot more of this going forward.
Okay, can we just talk about how hard it is to get a job right now? I got laid off around a month ago, but I've been applying, but I feel like I barely even get a response back of like a yes or no or any of that. And I wish there was an easier way to do these like mass applications instead of just doing it through LinkedIn or Indeed, because I feel like there's hundreds and hundreds of applicants and like you'll probably won't hear back from the companies that you're applying for. But yeah, it's rough out here.